Today marks the beginning of Holy Week, a week that is central to our Christian faith as Christians. During this week, we commemorate the events leading up to the crucifixion and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we begin this week, we turn to the Gospel of Matthew, where we find the account of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. In this passage, we see how Jesus entered Jerusalem riding on a donkey, while crowds of people laid down their cloaks and palm branches before him, shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest heaven." This particular day is what we now refer to as Palm Sunday, and it is a significant moment in the life of Jesus and his followers. As we reflect on this event, I want to draw our attention to another passage from the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah. In Isaiah 50:49, we read about the servant of the Lord, who is described as one who is obedient to God, even in the face of persecution and suffering. As we consider the servant of the Lord in Isaiah and Jesus' entry into Jerusalem in Matthew, we see a connection between the two. Jesus is the ultimate servant of the Lord, who came to fulfill the prophecies of the Old Testament and to save humanity from sin and death. He was obedient to God, even when it meant suffering and death on the cross. In his entry into Jerusalem, Jesus demonstrated his humility, and his commitment to the will of God. He could have entered Jerusalem in a grand procession by riding on a beautiful horse, but instead, he chose to enter on a donkey, a symbol of peace and humility. This act demonstrated his willingness to submit to God's plan and to serve his people. By doing so, he was demonstrating that his kingdom was not of this world, and that his mission was one of peace, love, and humility. The donkey was also significant because it fulfilled a prophecy in the Old Testament. The book of Zechariah 9:9 says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." So, the donkey in the story of Palm Sunday represents humility, peace, and the fulfillment of prophecy. And how's the people's reaction to this in Matthew's Gospel? Can you understand or share their feelings when Jesus entered Jerusalem? The people's reactions can be understood in several different ways. Firstly, it shows that they recognized Jesus as the Messiah and King of Israel. They used the title Son of David, which is a messianic title that referred to the promised descendant of King David, who would reign forever. Secondly, their reaction reflects their hope for deliverance and liberation from Roman rule. They expected Jesus to be a political and military leader who would overthrow the Roman occupiers and re-establish Israel as a great nation. Thirdly, the people's reaction also shows their expectation that Jesus would bring spiritual salvation and renewal. They recognized that Jesus was coming in the name of the Lord, and they believed that God sent him to bring salvation and redemption to his people. So the people's reaction demonstrates their recognition of Jesus as the promised Messiah, their hope for political and spiritual liberation, and their expectation that Jesus would fulfill the prophecies of the Old Testament. And furthermore, I wonder how Jesus felt when he saw the crowd shouting Hosanna for him. While the gospel accounts do not provide clear information about Jesus' emotions, we can guess that he likely experienced a mix of emotions as he entered Jerusalem on the Palm Sunday. Recognizing the significance of the moment and the expectations of the crowds, Jesus likely felt a mixture of emotions as he entered Jerusalem on a donkey and was greeted by crowds of people waving palm branches and shouting, Hosanna. On the one hand, Jesus may have been pleased that the people were recognizing him as the Messiah and King of Israel. However, he may have also been aware that their expectations were different from his own. Jesus' mission was not one of political or military conquest, but rather of spiritual salvation, redemption, love, and peace for the world. He knew that his path would lead to his death on the cross, rather than the establishment of an earthly kingdom. So while Jesus may have appreciated the people's recognition of his identity, he may also have been saddened by their misunderstanding of his mission. Perhaps he may be emotional because he knows what event comes to him. Jesus was at the entry toward the greatest mission for the world. We know the sufferings that he would encounter and also know about the great victory beyond death and pain. As we celebrate the Palm Sunday, we stand at the entry to his great redemption story. We are reminded that Jesus is our Savior and our King. We lay down our cloaks and palm branches before him, acknowledging him as our Lord and Savior. but we also recognizing that following Jesus means being obedient to God, even when it means suffering and persecution. As we journey through this Holy Week, we are called to follow Jesus' example of humility, obedience, and service. So let us remember the servant of the Lord in Isaiah and the humble king in Matthew. Let us strive to follow in their footsteps, serving God and serving others with humility and obedience. And let us look forward to the ultimate triumph of our King when he returns to establish his kingdom of peace and justice. May God bless us and guide us as we journey through Holy Week and beyond. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the opportunity to hear from your word today. We are grateful for the message of hope and redemption that we find in the scriptures, and we pray that the words we have heard will take root in our hearts and minds. We thank you for the example of your servant in Isaiah 50, who was willing to endure suffering and hardship for the sake of your kingdom. We ask that you would give us the same courage and strength to follow your will, even in difficult circumstances. And we thank you for sending your Son to be our Savior and Redeemer. And we pray that we may always be mindful of the sacrifice that he made on our behalf. We pray that you will bless and protect us in the days ahead, and that we will always be mindful of your presence with us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.